Hey everyone, this is your friend, Brother Gary, with Hands Across the Border Devotion, and we're in the book of Revelation. Don't forget to subscribe to this and also to share this with your friend if you're enjoying it. And as many of you already know, we're in Mexico. I'm a missionary down there in Mexico, and so you'll hear all kinds of things. I think the last podcast you heard some dogs barking in the background. And you never know what's going to happen down here in Mexico. So here we are, Revelation chapter number 2 and verse number 9. We looked at the first part of that. We're going to look at the last part. It says in verse number 9, I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. And so here we have this church in Smyrna, and they won't participate in emperor worship. They won't participate with all the pagan religions, and because of that, they're suffering. And the Lord's telling them, we saw this last time, he knows their works. He knows their ministries. He knows the trials they're going through. He knows that they're suffering material poverty. And he says, but you're rich. You're close to me. I'm taking care of you every step of the way. And then he comes to the point where he says, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews. And so he uses the word blasphemy there. And what he is saying, what he's trying to get across to them is this. He knows that they've been vilified. Now, if you've ever lived for the Lord any amount of time and you've taken a stand for the Lord, there are always those that act like they're standing for God that will come against you. I've had it. Others have had it. I mean, if you ever been in the ministry long enough, you know, I had someone running around saying all kinds of things about me, and I knew they weren't true. They knew they weren't true. They were just making themselves look good. And when I tried to sit down with those people, they didn't want to sit down because they knew they were lying. Now, here's the problem with things like this, is if you come out and you say something, then some folks say he's just covering himself. If you say nothing, then they say, see, he was guilty. So the best thing to do is to just turn it over to the Lord. So what did I do in that instance? I didn't say a thing. I just went on, kept serving the Lord, and let people believe whatever they want to believe. And as a result of that, my walk with God drew closer, and then people began to realize, you know what, that's all made up nonsense. And so just serve the Lord. That's the key here, because the Lord knows all about it. And the Lord says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. So just give it to God. You got somebody vilifying you, you got someone saying all manner of things about you, just continue to serve the Lord. And so he says in verse number 9, I know all about the things that you're dealing with. And so this should give you peace that God knows what you're going through. Listen, Fred, if you are not careful, you'll get so focused on what people are saying or trying to do to you that you forget all about your walk with God. Listen, if that's you today, the best thing you can do right now, stop what you're doing. If you're driving down the road, whatever, just pull over. And just say, Lord, I'm sorry that I lost my focus. And just turn them over to the Lord and ask God to help you to stay focused on him. Listen, let that peace that passeth all understanding, that's what it says in Philippians, rule. Let that rule. Just think about God. Think about how good God's been to you. Think about how God has helped you before. Think about how God has walked with you every step of the way. Think about how God has sealed you until the day of redemption. Think about how God has set up a place for you called heaven, and we get to fellowship with him forever. And you know what? That peace that passeth all understanding will come. Let him rule and reign your life, and God will bless you. Don't let the enemy win. You stay focused on the Lord. May the Lord bless you. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.